102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is my station.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Thank you. Thank you. It's our time now. It's our time now. Yesterday when you mentioned that when you're calling us out as gents, for not investing in the boy child and complaining, it's all about the girl child, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I did mention that as Fresh Breakfast, we consciously know about this, and with our little small influence, we created this segment.
Yeah,
we brought in a mental health activist for men who focuses on men and our issues. He's a co-founder of Mindful Matters, and he, man, on Facebook, ladies seem to love him also, you know.
yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what we do, okay? Mm. We also podcast this, by the way. We put it on our website just in case perhaps you are unable to listen to it fully right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take that link and you can share it to your gents, to your WhatsApp groups, and start talking and start debating.
Mm.
Here's Kavi, the K Goodness, the Empathy King.
Hey, beautiful, beautiful good morning to the Fresh FM family. A beautiful good morning, more specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family.
And then
Mensa over radio, my two favorite people on the radio, Shaquan. NSK, good morning to you guys. NSK, special good morning to you, the first one we are doing for the year.
Exactly.
We are into February, we're into the month of love. And a big part of love for me is, you know, personal perception. But before we get into that, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents. And we're going to huddle in today. I want to talk to you.
And he's got his rah-rah English on. He's got his sexy voice on. He's complimenting the weather. And then he's mad when my sisters are like... this camarada. But yeah, okay, goodness, sorry, I just had to. But you don't know where I'm coming from.
You know,
the Wednesday morning,
that's a bright man.
About perception, and before I do, K Goodness is definitely on your radio.
Oh, really?
Perception, a big part of who we are and what we do and who we become is based on our perception of ourselves and the perception of the world around us. Today, more specifically, I want to talk to my brothers about perception of self. All right. A big part of how we perceive ourselves is rooted in our childhood, our upbringing. And most of us know very well that as a man, as a boy child, your upbringing, you know, is much of it is toughen up. You know, you need to be strong. You don't show emotion. You know, you're being weak of a swak when you do and act a certain way, when you express emotions and so on. And that usually becomes a character that we embody, that we don't show emotion. We become hardened up emotionally and mentally, and we don't give ourselves the necessary and sufficient grace to get through the day to day. Now, the truth of it is that we build this perception of ourselves that we constantly have to be hard and we have to be rock solid, right? Now, what I love about perception is that it's a perception. It's what you perceive. It's not necessarily your reality.
Mm.
So the truth of the matter is that you can change what you perceive, how you perceive yourself. And the truth is that lies with you and not everybody else, right? A lot of us have this thing where we go sit down and we are obsessed with how other people perceive us. And that is not, generally, that is not our true identity, right? How other people perceive you is on them and not on you. So don't drive yourself insane by perceived inadequacies, perceived shortcomings, because these are a perception and generally driven from how we've grown up, the childhood trauma, how people view you this day, the comments that they have to make about you. If you go back into yourself, you can program your mind and start perceiving yourself in the way that you want to perceive yourself, forgetting what the world has to say, what the people around you have to say, right? What you focus on the longest is what you become. If you are focused on anger, you're going to become an angry person. You're going to perceive yourself as an angry person. If you're focused on happiness, love, and joy, and the positivities of life, that's who you become. So what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest in your life. So change the perception you have about yourself. Stop talking to yourself negatively. As Shaquan always says, focus on those positive affirmations and don't wait to receive them from someone else. These can always be positive affirmations from yourself. Stand in the mirror, talk to yourself positively, and change the perception you have about yourself. And please, 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 let us...
Oh, sorry about that. Let me just continue with that. Sorry. Here we go.
Focus on what the reality is rather than the perception or what we perceive of ourselves, right? So my therapist gave me this one and she said, you are worried about, you call them inadequacies, but they're perceived inadequacies. Are you really inadequate? Are you really not doing enough at work? But is that because of the pressure that you grew up with or the pressure that you put on yourself to achieve certain goals? But are you really inadequate? I don't think you would be where you are if you were as inadequate as you say yourself. So get rid of the perceived inadequacies and let us start focusing on positive affirmations and focus with the reality of who you really are rather than the perception you have of yourself. That having been said, gentlemen, ladies, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you, King.
Thank you so much, Akavi. Really appreciate it. On the other side, we visit the streets.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
Hello, Namibia. Discover the...